Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our service. You know, it's already the 2nd of May. Another year is marching past. We've lived under the cloud of coronavirus for over a year now. But there is hope. God is hope. He has always been hope, and he will always be hope. The coronavirus vaccination program in this country, in England, has been having a great impact on the number of new infections, and because of that, the lockdown here is being gradually lifted. Do you know, we need to all keep on praying that continues, whilst also praying for other places around the world where the situation is much more desperate. But because of what's happened over, the last 14 months or so, I want us to have a refocus. I want us to start thinking again about the future. You see, I'm sure that for many of us, the last year or so has been a time that's been lived in the present, in the moment, living each day at a time, rather than looking forward. But from today, I want us to actively start changing that mindset, challenging that way of thinking, so that we start once more about thinking about what is ahead, about what God has in store for us, about what our spiritual destiny holds for us all. So I want to start today's message with a question. Have you discovered your destiny in God? This is something that I think we all need to start thinking about. It's something God has been impressing on my heart to share with you all for today. So what is this business about our destiny in God? Well, the first thing that I think we should know when thinking about our destiny is about the sort of questions that we're asking God. And the first and most important thing is that we need to know that we're asking the right sort of questions. You see, rather than asking, what do I want to be, what we should be asking is, God, what do you want me to be? Instead of asking, what should I do with my life, we should ask God, what do you want me to do with my life? Instead of asking, what are my hopes, my goals, my ambitions, my dreams for the future, we should ask, what is God's will? What is God's purpose, God's plans, God's destiny for my future? You see, the truth is that your destiny and my destiny starts with God's will and purpose for our lives. As disciples of Jesus, as followers of the way, it's not about what I want my destiny to be. It's not about what you want your destiny to be. It's all about seeking the destiny God has planned for us. God's will is the starting point, and the middle, and the end, and, well, everything in between as well. Do you remember what Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says? It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." But then if you carry on reading, verses 12 to 13 say this: "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Seeking God with all our heart. You see, our destiny as Christians should not be based on what we might plan or desire. Rather, our destiny should be based on God's plan for us. And the only way that we can fully discover God's plan for us, God's destiny for us, is for us to willingly submit our lives to him and to his control. Seeking God with all our hearts. Now, it's true that we live in a very self-centered world. Society teaches us that we can control our own destiny, and yes, it's true that God has given each one of us free will. And yes, we can make our own choices, even our own mistakes. We can choose to follow a path of personal fulfillment, personal happiness, but that's not what I want us to be thinking about today. You see, if you and I are truly disciples of Jesus, then we must be seeking God's will for our lives, not ours. Because God's purpose for your life and mine is far bigger than our self-fulfillment or our personal happiness. If you want to know why you are here at this point, then you need to begin with God. And the first thing that all of us need to hear in this is that each one of us, every single one of us, was created for a purpose. God has a unique role for each and every one of us. He created you because nobody else would do. And the second thing that all of us need to hear is this. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus, his only son, to die for you. And because this is the case, we need to see, we need to understand that God's purpose is bigger than our wants or needs or desires. God's purpose is bigger than our family, our friends, our ambitions, our careers, our dreams. You see, the reality is, as many have found out already, without God, we have no real purpose. Without God, life is meaningless. We live, we fulfill selfish ambitions, and then we die. But with God, there is purpose. With God, there is meaning. With God, there is an eternal destiny to be lived out with him, in his presence. Job chapter 12, verse 10 says, "In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." You and I are in God's hand. We are in his care. And we discover our destiny by being in relationship with him. You see, destiny is not about fate. It's not about chance. It's not about luck. It's not about coincidence. You are alive because God created you. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16 reminds us of this. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Do you see what this means? Every detail of who you are, every gene, every tiny part of your DNA, every strand of protein, every hair on your head, all of it was encoded by God. The colour of your skin, the colour of your eyes, the natural colour of your hair, every feature was designed by God. And on top of that, God also determined your natural talents. Even the uniqueness, may I say, the quirkiness of each of our personalities. Everything about you is designed and created by God. Before you were even born, God ordained a destiny for you. God made you for a reason. He decided when you would be born and how long you would live. God designed you to be in relationship with him. And God says he has a plan for you. He says you are special, you are precious, you are loved. With God, our lives can have purpose and significance. With God, our lives have value and worth. With God, our destiny is secure and certain. Listen to the words of Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 8. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first, and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No. There is no other rock. I know not one. Do you hear these words? Even in the midst of a global pandemic, do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Maybe in your life right now there is something that is causing you to be afraid. Maybe it's a problem, a situation, or a circumstance in your family or a friend's life. Anything that is causing you to be fearful. Whatever it is, God says, do not tremble. Do not be afraid. You see, fear is something that can damage us far more than the actual thing that you're scared of actually can do. Fear can reduce our expectations. Fear can keep us from pursuing opportunities. Fear can stop us discovering the destiny that God has for us. In fact, instead of stepping out in faith, fear can cause us to play it safe, to avoid risks, to keep us focused on what is instead of what can be. Fear can become a prison that stops us from becoming the people that God has called us to be. As I pondered this, the Lord spoke to me. This is what he said. Wear the armor I have given you, for I call my children to take part in the mighty battle. This battle will be won by the overcomers. I cannot be defeated. The enemy is trying every ploy he can, but he knows he is defeated. I am the overcomer. I am the great I am. I created the earth. I created heaven and earth and all that is in it. I created the sun, moon, and stars. It is my hand that flings stars into space, that makes the sky beautiful, and my earth is filled with all the beauty of my creation. The evil one is trying to destroy every good and beautiful thing, but he will not succeed. I call my children now to bend the knee, to pray, and battle every situation, whether praying singularly or in groups. Each are important. So I call you, my beloved children, not to be afraid, but be strong in me, your heavenly Father. It is I who will instruct you. It is I who will guide and empower you. Do not be afraid, for I am sufficient. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Do not allow the evil one to stop you from discovering your spiritual destiny with God. Put on the armor of God and pray. Stand firm with the weapons of faith and God's love. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Listen to these words of encouragement from 1 John chapter 4. And you know, if you want to get into what it is that God says about who we are as individuals, then read 1 John chapter 4. It's a great chapter. So verses 4 to 6 say this. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Hallelujah. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God. And whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. We belong to God. Isn't that great? The rest of this chapter, 1 John 4, continues, but I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. God has showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God has given us his Holy Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we've put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid. We do not need to be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in the world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced God's perfect love for us. Oh, folks, this is such an amazing chapter. It's such a fantastic passage of Scripture. And it tells us that we don't need to be fearful. It tells us that God has us. He holds us in his hand, and he has already won the victory. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. God is with you. God loves you. God has a plan for you. God has a destiny for you. But let me also say this. Don't ignore God's purpose for your life. Folks, don't put off your destiny. Don't let fear or situation or circumstance, not even coronavirus, put you off serving your Lord. You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let us live our new God-given lives together. Let us embrace this new life that God has given us, and let us fulfill his destiny for us together. Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Let us determine together to live with an eager expectation of what God will do in each of our lives. Let us encourage each other to greater things in God. The old has gone. Today, once more, God offers us a new opportunity. And this offer is for each and every one of us. A new opportunity to experience a fresh move of God in our lives. As we come to an end now. Sometimes, you know, we can get a little despondent. And it may be that you feel like your life has no real significance. It may be that you're lacking a purpose, a direction. It may be that you're struggling with something from your past. Maybe you're hindered by fear or doubt. Maybe you're now ready to discover your destiny in Christ. You know, today, right now, with just a single word, God can bring change into your life. Will you ask him to help you understand your purpose, to cast out fear, to move on from your past and embrace the plans and purpose he has for you? God wants you to move forward. God wants you to grow closer to him, no matter what you are going through. God wants you to grow in your faith and your spiritual maturity. God wants you to stop dwelling on the things that have already passed. God wants each and every one of us to embrace all he has planned for us. And my final encouragement is this: allow God to work in you and through you. May you and I experience God's mercy, his grace, and his love. And may each and every one of us fully discover our destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now, as our service comes to an end, a blessing. Father God, we thank you for feeding us with your word, for hearing our prayers and encouraging us. Take us and use us, Lord, to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.